Just when you think things are going well at the Olympics, considering somebody has to go and mess it up. Let's not get too high on our horses here thinking about insulting North Korea. Not because that nation isn't deplorable with their ruling family that subjects their citizens to awful human rights conditions, but because you might want to look around in this nation before passing all that judgment. In case you don't know, although the United States has less than 5% of the population of the earth, we have greater than 20% of the world's incarcerated population. And if you've been to some of these facilities or understand how we are abusing our prisoners for profit, you understand what I'm getting at. Just because we call another place a gulag doesn't mean we're necessarily on the right side of history ourselves. So let's just keep the Kim family's name out of our mouths and look at what we have done well so far. Nobody's lied about a robbery that didn't happen. And even the president hasn't yet gone rogue on his Twitter box. But hopefully we can get through the second week of the Olympiad with similar chill. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's my take.